the Haines Assembly considers starting a municipal solid waste program, and the Chilkat Center receives support for a new kitchen. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more up next. The Haines Borough Assembly is moving closer towards implementing a municipal solid waste program. The Assembly discussed a number of recommendations from the borough's Solid Waste Working Group at a meeting on Tuesday. The Assembly voted to request a Department of Environmental Conservation inspection of Haines' privately run landfill and will consider plans to develop a transfer site to ship waste out of the Haines-Borough at a meeting on June 26th. At the meeting Tuesday, the borough's Solid Waste Working Group presented their findings from a recent tour of the Community Waste Solutions landfill. Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan showed photos of the landfill. He pointed to areas outside the perimeter where trash and a leachate, a liquid that seeps out from piles of waste, were present. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel said this was cause for concern.
We do have concerns about the leachate and what impact that's having on the environment. So we do have tests going out. I think Scott Bradford took tests, and also Community Waste Solutions also has taken water samples.
The water samples were sent to the Department of Environmental Conservation for testing and should be processed in the next few weeks. Earlier this year, CWS presented plans to start composting municipal waste and sludge. They provided a timeline to the borough for the installation of new baling and sorting equipment and the cleanup of the landfill and receiving building. They expected to finish improvements by May 1st, but have pushed the completion date back multiple times. Schnabel said that while she supports CWS plans to implement improvements to the landfill, she had serious concerns.
I have wanted to see Community Waste Solutions be successful in the implementation of their business plan, but I have to, in light of the delays and in what I see happening, I'm forced to conclude that we need to intervene.
Schnabel went on to say she thinks the borough should stop sending municipal waste to the facility. Assembly member Heather Lendy agreed, saying she wants to ensure the borough is not contributing to water contamination.
I think it's completely irresponsible for the borough to dump one more ounce of sludge from our sewage treatment plant up on the ground there so that it can leach into the water table down to residents' homes and backyards.
During the public comments period at the end of the meeting, CWS manager Sally Garten said she wanted to dispel the notion that sludge was contributing to the leachate.
The sludge has not, would not, and will not be stored on ground. It is in a covered building, not exposed to weather. It is cement bottom. The picture that Brad showed of the sludge that was outside, they had just dropped it off, and our employees were moving it into a covered area.
Schnabel presented numerous recommendations from the Waste Working Group. The group recommended joining the Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority and consulting with that group to develop a business plan. They also proposed that the Assembly request that CWS halt waste burial and start shipping waste out of the borough. Their final recommendation was to start a public information campaign about a publicly funded waste management program on the ballot for the October election. Several Assembly members expressed opposition to one or more recommendations. Assemblymember Brenda Josephson said she felt uneasy intervening with CWS operations before getting the results of the DEC water tests back. Assemblymember Tom Morfitt said he opposed intervention in how CWS manages waste because that kind of regulation is up to the state.
We're kind of on somebody else's turf, and I'm a little bit concerned about the standard we're setting. I mean, are we going to go into people's garages and see if they have too many junk cars? I mean, how far are we going to push this thing? This is a private business, and they have the permits to do what they're doing.
The Waste Working Group's recommendations were all approved except for their proposal to initiate a public information campaign for a publicly funded solid waste management program on the October ballot. The motion to approve those recommendations carried 4-2. Non-motorized watercraft began racing up the West Coast from Washington heading to Ketchikan on Thursday morning in what is the start of the fourth edition of Race to Alaska. KRBD's Liam Niemeyer caught up with Race to Alaska Executive Director Jake Beatty about what to expect this year.
Race to Alaska has been described as the Iditarod of boat races. It takes endurance. 37 teams are racing sailboats, kayaks, and in one case a paddleboard 710 miles to Ketchikan. Unlike past years, though, Executive Director Jake Beatty says there are no clear favorites for which team might win.
We have some teams with Olympians, we have some teams with really fast boats, but they're not together. So it's kind of a mixed bag. It's the first time in years where we've looked at the fleet and thought, we have no idea who's going to win.
Like in the past, competitors come with unique stories. One team is a group of 8 women who are trying to escape their normal lives. There's another team who are all 21 years old or younger. And there's a man who lost over 100 pounds to qualify for the race.
Just the process of the race inspired that person to change their life. And stories like that inspire me to no end.
No matter what happens, there will be $10,000 waiting for the winner in Ketchikan. Second prize is a set of really nice steak knives. In Ketchikan, I'm Liam Niemeyer.
The Haines Assembly unanimously passed a resolution Tuesday committing to help financially support kitchen renovations at the Chilkat Center for the Arts. The Chilkat Center is a borough-owned building that houses a theater, event space, dance studio, and KHNS. The foundation for the Chilkat Center wants to upgrade what it, in a letter to the Assembly, calls an obsolete kitchen. Lori Dujic spoke for the foundation at Tuesday's Assembly meeting.
I really want to see the kitchen fixed up. I think it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful addition to the community.
The foundation believes the new kitchen would bring more economic and community use opportunities, providing more options for people wanting to rent the space. Construction is estimated to cost $250,000. So far, the foundation has raised $30,000, and it plans to seek additional grant funding. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel told the Assembly there are still considerations to make with the implementation of the project.
There are issues with ADA compliance. There are issues with air handling. There are circulation. There are structural issues. We do not at this time know how the proposed project will impact the entire building.
The Assembly voted unanimously to allocate $90,000 to the kitchen renovations in the fiscal year 2000 budget. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.